Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we look at the government's approach to reducing obesity. Obesity occurs when a person has too much body fat to the extent that it has a negative impact on health. Having too much body fat has been linked with multiple non-communicable diseases, NCDs, including some cancers, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. Under the National Strategic and Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases in Jamaica 2013 to 2018, the ministry and its partners are implementing innovative measures to address this condition. President of the Jamaica Association of Professionals in Nutrition and Dietetics, JAPINAD, Vanessa White Barrow, says a healthy diet consisting largely of fruit and vegetables plays an important role in weight control.
About 99% of the population is eating below the recommended levels of fruit per day. Now, the recommendation is about 2 servings of fruit per day. So if you're talking about 99% of the population eating less than 2 servings, then that's certainly not good. Same thing with vegetables. The recommended guideline is about 3 servings per day, and about less than 2% of the population is meeting those recommendations.
Data from the 2007 to 2008 Jamaica Health and Lifestyle Survey 2, conducted by the National Health Fund, NHF, and the University of the West Indies, UWI, shows that an unhealthy diet, high in fat and low in nutritional value, coupled with low levels of physical activity, is a major contributing factor to the high level of obesity in the country. Director of the Health Ministry's Nutrition Unit, Charmaine Edwards, says the ministry is taking a multi-pronged approach to address the obesity epidemic by promoting exercise and healthy dietary choices.
The Ministry of Education is one of the key partners in implementation, simply because children are at school, children are a vulnerable group, and children are a defined audience because you have them there for certain hours of the day. The initiative that the Minister of Education has pronounced is actually found in a couple of national documents. So there is also a food and nutrition security policy, which was approved by the Cabinet and the Parliament in 2013, and that also speaks to actions for the Ministry of Education, i.e. choices available to students.
In April, the ministry launched its Jamaica Moves campaign to highlight the importance of physical activity and overall health. It encourages Jamaicans of all ages to engage in at least 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise for a minimum of 5 days per week for good health. Another initiative introduced by the ministry is the Food Industry Task Force, which will make recommendations for healthy food options and support the state's response to NCDs.
They were going to be looking at front of package labeling so that persons can understand what it is that they are putting into their bodies, because I don't know that we pay enough attention in terms of some nutrients of concern. The sugar is one, salt is one, and fat is the other one. The other thing we want to look at is how we communicate with the public as to what is required. I mean, do they understand the implications of these things? And we want to engage the industry players now to do some reformulation.
Director of the Health Ministry's Nutrition Unit, Charmaine Edwards. In line with its promotion of healthy lifestyle habits to ward off NCDs, the ministry launched its food dietary guidelines in 2015. The manual provides broad guidelines for healthy food portions, such as increased fruit and vegetable consumption and proper food preparation techniques. It also advises persons on items that should be reduced or removed from the diet, such as excess salt, sugar, and processed foods. For more information on the Health Ministry's programs and initiatives focused on reducing NCDs in Jamaica, visit moh.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. For producer Twyla Whelan, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Join us again next week for more. And until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.